here already.
Okay.
I'd like to call the Performance and Achievement Committee to order. And could I have approval of the minutes from March 27th?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor? Say aye.
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 Okay, the minute passes. We do have one public appearance, Lawrence. Would they be coming up here or downstairs? Okay. Well, Lawrence, you know the procedures here. Okay.
I want to inform the board of an incident that occurred this last during graduation. You may not be aware of it, but it left some bad taste in a number of parents' mouths. And this had to do with obligations for receiving a diploma. It seems as though information associated with obligations of a food service didn't get to the schools and didn't get to the information to the kids in time for them to know that they had obligations. And a number of kids went back and to get their diplomas and found out they had a hold on their diplomas. And it turned into a time of change from a time of joy, having graduated, to a time of consternation. A number of parents are extremely upset with the district for what they consider to be extraordinarily shabby treatment of their kids. And it may not have been something that could have avoided, but something more pleasant and perhaps even an apology from the board or the administration for the kind of treatment that some of these families feel they have been subjected to.
We'll follow up.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And if you could follow up with the superintendent or one of his staff. Thank you. There are no announcements. And I'd like to apologize to both of you. Our last meeting ran a little bit over time, so, and I want to thank you for coming here tonight to talk about the middle school design and also the implementation. And I assume that we'll go through with the presentations first, and then if any board members have questions, I ask that you wait till the presentation is done.
Okay. All right. Thank you. What we are going to do this evening, and I think we will be able to collapse it for you, is in your board packet, you have the step-by-step implementation requirements in order to implement the middle school design. And what I have asked the principal of Cherokee, Karen Sino, and the principal of Blackhawk, Mary Kelly, to do is bring it to life for you. Because one of the, I think, sort of enigmas of this design is the fact that the end result will very much be the same. But the process to get there is going to look a little bit different depending upon how large the school is, depending upon the resources available, depending upon exactly how it's configured. So Karen and Mary have that task. But before we get to them, just to remind you of the fact that the major changes are going to be Spanish offered every day for a full year in grades 7 and 8. This will pull Spanish from a very wide-ranging delivery model before we went into this. With some schools having as much as 250 minutes a week and some schools having as little as 110. So this will pull that up into uniformity in grades 7 and 8. Mathematics, the largest change there and one that I think parents have found to be particularly wonderful as they register their kids for next year, is that the process for registering has now been consistent. The rubrics used by schools in terms of algebra placement are consistent, and parent preference will take precedence over all other criteria for algebra placement. And that has rolled out, students are registered for next year using those uniform criteria. Computer technology will be required in grade 6 for 9 weeks and an elective in 7 and 8. And this is another area that had a broad range of time allotted to it. Now there's some consistency, and it was the designs team feeling that by requiring it in sixth grade, it really gave a wonderful foundation to all sixth graders and probably would also drive an interest in taking it as an elective. Wellness and fitness required in sixth grade also. And we have been working with a curriculum design group headed by Bob Pellegrino. It's connected to some degree to the grant that we got. There will be nutrition components to this curriculum as well as fitness components. And every school will have that opportunity. Band, orchestra, chorus, or music will be required in sixth and will meet every other day for the school year during the school day. Art will be required in grade 6 for 9 weeks, and it will also be offered in grade 7 and 8 as an elective. And career education, which is a state standard that had never been met, will be offered for 3 weeks in grade 6, and we are working right now with a group of counselors and computer technology teachers to utilize WISC Careers, which is a University of Wisconsin-based career education system, as kind of the project that kids will use to learn the technology pieces and to also begin to build their own career education package. So those are the areas, and now I will turn it over to Mary and Karen to give you a sense of what it'll look like at a school the size of Black Hawk and what it'll look like at a school the size of Cherokee. No PowerPoint. Low tech. But then we're low maintenance as well. Which is great.
The first item you'll see in the manila envelope is a bright pink daily schedule from Cherokee that Mary Kelly tells me almost mirrors the schedule at Blackhawk. You'll note that if you eliminate home base, which is a 10-minute time for announcements and tribes activities and community building and the pledge and other activities and lunch, that in every grade, it's a 7-period day, 5 periods of academics and 2 periods of the so-called unified arts. The 7-period a day maximizes our teachers' pupil contact time, but it also provides a breadth of curricular offerings for kids. When I came to Cherokee 6 years ago, the 7-period day was already in place. Many middle schools, however, only adopted it over the past couple of years. You can see that there's a large block in the 6th grade academic schedule in the morning. That's because those folks use their time flexibly. There are 2 teachers who share about 45 kids, and sometimes the day looks pretty chopped up. Language arts, social studies, math, science. Many other times the teachers decide to put all the kids together in one room and spend the whole morning on science. They have that flexibility there. They love it. We love it. You'll also note that in 6th grade, students start their day in academics. In 7th grade, unified arts, you know, the time that's a little bit more creative, structured a little bit differently, is in the middle of the day. And in 8th grade, unified arts classes at the beginning of the day. We think that that's developmentally appropriate. 6th graders come and they need a block of time with their mom or dad or 2 moms. In 7th grade, the really frisky grade, they need time to blow off some steam, exercise their brains differently in the middle of the day. But by eighth grade, we can trust them to be a little bit more independent, to show up in music or PE on their own. And for the most part, they do okay with that. If you take a look at the next page, it's a goldenrod sheet. I'm going to just walk you through a typical sixth grader's day. Along the left side, you'll see the names of all of the sixth grade teachers at Cherokee who will be working this fall. And the first three are light, the next two are shaded, then two more light, and then two more shaded. They're clustered because they're teams. So if you take a look at homeroom 601, Carlton Porter, you can see that the students in his home base start their day with him in mathematics. They move on to social studies. But then they actually move to his partner, Mary Shannon, down below for language arts and science. So again, they share about 45 kids. The third teacher there, Sarah Hughes, she's actually a bilingual teacher who teaches in English and in Spanish. And she partners with Porter and Shannon for academics and some social cultural activities for learning. They go outside, they play, they are a team. Everybody has lunch in the middle of the day on their own. When they come back, everyone in sixth grade drops everything and reads. Pretty standard in middle school. After dear time, most students have an additional reading class, although it's mixed up just a little bit. But for the sake of consistency, I just slotted it there in the 12:04 time. So you can see that sixth graders don't leave that nest until about 1 o'clock in the afternoon. And for the first month of school, it's kind of comical watching them trying to figure out what to do next. Period 10 at 12:57, students have either music or PE, alternate days all year. That's 2 days on, 3 days on. Last period of the day, for one full quarter, students are enrolled in art, wellness, cultural arts, or instructional technology, which is going to integrate career ed in sixth grade for a minimum of 3 weeks. You'll note at the bottom that mathematics in sixth grade is scheduled everywhere at period two. That's because we have quite a number of students who need to be accelerated to another grade, and we've found that scheduling it right then is most practical. Get them upstairs right away. For some kids, the end of the day looks a little bit different because they're students in need of some powerful remediation in reading or English acquisition. And so for part of their year, those students might be enrolled in Read 180 or actually English acquisition classes, ESL classes.
Now, if you want to take a look at the blue folder, that's the Blackhawks schedule. A lot of the things that Karen has said is mirrors a lot of what Blackhawk does as well, so you can kind of get an idea of where we're looking. In our sixth grade, our academics are in the morning, break for lunch. Right after lunch, we think it's important for them to get in and settle in, so we provide a silent reading time for them. They have another thing, what we call extended academics, and it's kind of an organizational time. It's when we do a lot of community building, get caught up on announcements, and a lot of independent projects can happen during that time. Then the last, you'll see the last two periods is what they call the unified arts time. So they are just like Cherokee, our kids are staying with their teacher. We have two teams in our sixth grade. Not a lot of movement. We try to keep them together as much as possible. And as you look at the seventh grade schedule, very similar to Cherokee, we have the two academics in the morning. We have one team in the seventh grade. Those four teachers are in charge of about 125 kids, and they rotate through, and I'll go through the second piece of paper with you to kind of show what their schedule looks like. And then They go to their Unified Arts. They have lunch. Right after lunch, we get them in, settle them down a little bit for during their silent reading time, and then they end their day with the another academic block. Eighth grade, same. We start out with the Unified Arts, silent reading right before their academic time, lunch, and then another academic time in the afternoon. If you turn to the second page with our seventh grade, you'll see what a teacher schedule looks like, which is really what the seventh graders will go through. And you'll see that there's 5 English classes scheduled, 5 math classes, science, and as Pam was alluding to before, you can see where our Spanish and our French are infused into that. We have Spanish 1, and when it says Spanish 2, that is our 8th grade classes. So you can see that that is meeting every day, and it's part of that whole core class. If you go to the third page, we wanted to show you what, during registration time, what a student would receive when they come to register and they pick up their schedule. And so they can see, we usually have their locker on there, their locker, where that's located, maybe some more information on that when they go pick up their schedule. And you can see that it goes through period 1 all the way through period 7. And it takes us, for our sixth graders anyway, we don't hand out our schedules to our sixth graders. We all have them meet in their homeroom class, in their first period teacher, and really explain the schedule because it can look a little confusing. So by the time they're 7th and 8th graders, they pretty much have everything figured out. So that's what the schedule looks like when they come during registration. And then the next page is, I thought we would take a look at what our electives in the Unified Arts schedule would look like for our teachers and how a kid may go through that. If you look in the middle of the page, when it has Herrera, Tofte, and Cartarella, those are what we called forced exploratories, where our kids are going to be going through 6th, 7th, and 8th grade, and those are the classes that they will be teaching. And then the last page, I did throw in the English language learner schedule, just so you could have an idea of where those teachers are and how their day is being scheduled as well. There's many students that need a resource time. They're being supported within the classroom, and also where the BRS schedules are.
I think it's important to note that some of the elements of middle school, the teaming element in terms of teachers clustered around a group of kids, has remained. Yet the core academics are very much front and center. And certainly the belief of the design team is that by providing this consistent academic core across the city, that our students will be much, much better prepared, to use a very common phrase, but a very accurate one. By doing this, we have leveled the playing field. And I think that that's very important for those kids as they enter high school. Questions?
Questions? Ms. Roberts?
Just a couple of questions. Thanks for the detail about both the schools. First question, though, is you said something about the different sizes, and I don't remember what size either of these schools are. So how big is Cherokee these days?
About 570.
And Blackhawk is?
We're about 405.
Okay. Pam, I was wondering if we could get information school by school. I mean, I understand the thrust of this is to make things consistent. What I can't tell from this kind of summary is what changed. And over the summer, that may not be important, but as kids start going back to school in the fall, I think it would be helpful to school board members to know what got added, what got subtracted, so you get this result at every school. And also, in number two here, which schools offer languages other than Spanish, and which languages?
French is the only other.
There
is Italian, funded by a grant at Spring Harbor and at Wright. The other schools, the design required that the language offered had to feed into something. And French was the choice in some instances.
Do any of the high schools still have Japanese?
Yes, and Chinese.
And Chinese, okay.
We still also have German and Latin.
Good old Latin, okay. Well, if we could have a summary of those two things, I think
Would you like it...
By school.
By school and by minutes?
Because if you think that's important, yeah.
I don't know if I think it's important, but if you want to see the contrast
between
the years...
Parents are going to be wanting to know...
Okay.
What the differences are and, you know, are likely to perceive ads as good things and subtractions perhaps as bad things. And I guess it would be good to know what changes in individual schools in terms of the subjects
we can definitely
and in
do
terms
that.
Of the time. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Anybody else? Board members?
I just have... How are parents and staff responding at this point? I assume that they have had a little inkling as they register. Have there been any questions or issues?
Our schedule didn't change very much, so there's been not a lot of feedback. Cherokee's offered daily world language 15 years.
I think at Blackhawk, it hasn't changed a lot either. The significant change at Blackhawk has been the foreign languages, it was every other day, and now it is going to be every day, and people are thrilled.
Actually, one other question. I know that at O'Keefe, and I think at Blackhawk, at least up to fairly recently, all sixth graders took band. Is that continuing or at Blackhawk, or has that changed?
All of our sixth graders have to take a music, and so whether it's band, it's a vocal, or it's orchestra, they all have to take a music.
Right. That's uniform across the city.
Yes, but not necessarily.
Not necessarily band.
Okay, but at least the way it was, that all the sixth graders had at least a semester of band. But that's no longer, it's one of the four
options. It's one
options.
Of the four.
I would be curious to know how the scheduling went, especially with one of the cuts with the discretionary allocations and given the different sizes of schools, how that worked for you.
For Blackhawk, it hasn't changed. Our guidance counselor does all of our scheduling.
I guess as far as the number of... Yes. That was one question. That was one issue we heard raised, that with the new middle school model, it's very difficult to schedule, and especially with the smaller schools, it's more difficult to schedule all the different offerings. I was interested in your experience.
I'd say it was no more difficult than usual because Cherokee's, for the 6 years I've been there, has always offered instructional technology. And so in grade 6 and 7, we're integrating the careers there. Last year, we built a career class because we knew it was coming. It went over really well, so we're keeping that. So that wasn't much of a change. Had we not had the CSR grant, though, I would have had to lose a person, but found a way to fund her that way. So not much different.
I would have to say at Blackhawk, not a lot of different either, but the same.
Ms. Robarts?
What difference are we predicting in the change in math so that parents who prefer their students take algebra would be able to enforce that preference regardless of how the other criteria played out? How many kids or what kind of impact do we expect from that?
Again, not much difference because I was always willing to give kids a chance to accelerate if their parents thought they needed a chance.
But at other schools where we heard other things, that would be a change?
I'd say there are a couple more this year who expressed an interest who might not have otherwise, but not much difference.
And I wanted to understand the or in all of these. I think I understand art at every school is required for either 9 weeks or every other day for a semester. Okay, but for band, orchestra, chorus, or music, will all the schools offer all four of those, the choice between the four of these?
In grade six.
In grade six, but
at
all
schools.
In grade six,
it'll be required. Then after that, all four will be offered as electives.
At every school?
At every school.
Okay, thank you.
Other board members? Ms. Koza?
Pam, what about in the music, especially since we're offering four musics? How does that work as far as scheduling, again?
Well, you'll notice that it's spread out. You know, when you do get to band, orchestra, chorus, and music, meet every other day for the entire school year, where some of the other sort of elective or options are quarter blocks. So there's a mix or matching.
I'm interested, are we seeing teachers serving a couple different schools in order to make that work, or?
Yeah. I don't know the specific answer to that.
So, Mary, at your school, for example.
Well, I was just going to have you refer to where I had the electives, and you can actually look at a music schedule where it says new hire, and you can see that this is a teacher who is going to be doing multiple performing musics. They're going to be doing the vocal, orchestra, and also a band. So you're going to be looking for a multiple certified person. So that allows us to be able to keep one person and not have to share.
Similar.
Other questions? If not, I want to thank you for coming in. And
thank you.
There's no other business? Okay. I don't know, you know, you probably have to wait till the next.
It's an interesting one.
Go ahead, please.
Yeah. With regard to algebra, if kids are electing to take algebra, how does that affect the placement in other classes? One of the issues we've heard is about homogeneous classes, and if you have, let's say, kids in algebra, are they all on the same team? Are they in different teams?
We look at it as a standalone class, so their other classes are mixed.
Same way. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Could I have a motion to adjourn the meeting?
So moved.
Second.
Everybody wants, all say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Meeting's adjourned.
Special board meeting is 3 minutes ago.
Question.
Yeah, do that. But I ask someone else.
Thank you. Johnny, where are we in terms of starting? Okay, just give me a standby then. A little bit longer than that. Yes.